Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk IVF. Our aim is to cut through the overwhelming amount of clinical information and give you a clearer understanding about the science, the emotional impact, and everything in between. Hosted by Sophia Beziotto, a scientist with 25 years of experience in the field of fertility, we want to thank you for listening. Now, let's get started.
Hello and welcome to Let's Talk IVF Episode 6. My name is Sophia Beziotto and I'm so excited that you've decided to join me for this podcast. Mindset, does it really matter? I wanted to share with you an interesting experience that I had recently. When I meet people for the first time, I lead with one question that generally takes them by surprise. When was the last time that you did something for the first time? For the most part, everyone I meet struggles to answer this question. Why? Because we are on autopilot for most of our lives. We are creatures of habit and routine, operating unconsciously. It is only when you do something new, take a different path, learn a new skill, it is only then that you truly extend yourself and experience growth. So recently, I did something for the very first time and had a breathwork session. I knew very little about breathwork, except that it is a unique experience and one that my colleagues had recommended for me. So what is breathwork? The simplest explanation I can give to you is that it is a meditative state induced by breathing techniques. It has been used for thousands of years by many tribes all over the world. It was truly a profound experience and one that I would highly recommend if you ever get the chance to participate. So let's talk about mindset matters. What exactly does that mean? Mindset. Are we talking about fixed and growth mindset? Are we talking about positive and negative thinking? Are we talking about books to read and courses to do? Well, yes, these will all help, but are not entirely necessary. You can read all the books in the world. However, if you're not reading the right books and attending the right events, classes, and sessions, ultimately, you're not going to change your life. We all know those people who serially attend courses and start up one failed company after another, move from one rented place to another, constantly striving and yet failing to hit the mark every time. Ultimately, these people are not doing the work on themselves. They are looking outside instead of looking within for the solution. Change requires disruption to your routine, coaching, daily practice, rituals, and new learnings in order for the new habit patterns to take effect. Without all of these factors, any changes you make are likely to be extremely short-lived. The human brain is powerful beyond our comprehension. At the unconscious level, it is responsible for so many functions that we simply take for granted. Hearing, sight, heart function, blood circulation, breathing, balance, walking, and speaking. Multiple functions simultaneously, and for the most part, flawlessly. Most of our thoughts, however, are the same on a daily basis, surrounding our routine and our comfort zone. We are creatures of habit. How often have you stopped to think, what am I doing in this room? Or found yourself on autopilot when driving? These trance-like states happen frequently throughout our day. Marketing experts bank on this when they place their advertising into the commercials on both radio and television. Marketing mindset hacks are a whole other podcast of their own in content, though. So in order to change our mindset, we need to change our daily routine. This interruption to the habit loop will allow us to learn new things, behaviors, acts, or processes, and instigate growth. Our brains are receiving approximately 400 million bits of information per second. What then happens is that we distort, delete, and generalize this information to accept approximately 200 bits of information per second. This filtration of information is determined by our environment, beliefs, values, and personal experiences. Our personal experiences create memories, which we then use to filter to make sense of the situation and determine how to respond accordingly. Our filter through which the information passes will determine our response and ultimately our state. For example, if you're chased up the street by an angry dog, you will avoid that street in future to protect yourself from harm instinctively. If you get hurt by that emotionally abusive ex-partner, you will avoid any interactions with that ex-partner future forward. Our fight or flight response is a primitive instinct of our reptilian brain. Our brains were designed to keep us safe from harm, not make us happy. Happiness is a choice made daily. Biology has certainly created a large percentage of our brain's functionality. 50% is passed down from our parents in utero. We inherit traits and characteristics from our parents, including emotional tendencies, intelligence, and temperament. These things are learned by our parents and passed on to us, along with other physical characteristics such as height, weight, hair color, eye color, skin tone, etc. So how can you change your mindset? And what benefit will this have on fertility treatment? Mindset can be changed by learning new techniques, reading books, daily practice, and coaching. Ultimately, the negative emotions that we feel routinely build up and are based on previous experiences that have created memories in our past. Our mind wants to keep us safe, so follows familiar habits and thought patterns, keeping us in the comfort zone of the known. The problem with this model is that sometimes the negative emotions, fear, anger, sadness, guilt, and hurt, keep presenting themselves in your life, affecting your health until you can learn from them and finally release them. For example, one client who was sexually abused as a child saw countless therapists, psychiatrists, counselors, psychologists, and doctors to no avail. It was not until she had done some timeline therapy and released these negative emotions at their root cause. Then she was finally able to release them and let them go. She is now at peace with her past and does not have the health issues that she suffered for most of her adult life. These were anxiety, low self-esteem, panic attacks, and fertility problems. This client is now leading an abundant life, free from the negative emotions and limiting beliefs that kept her prisoner for so long. Getting rid of the negative emotions is the most powerful change you can make for optimal mind-body health. Hanging on to the negative emotions is just something most people do unconsciously. These can be anger from a past event, ex-partner, hurt or sadness from how someone treated you long ago. How do you know that you still have that feeling? If you step back into that moment and memory and you can still remember the emotion, hurt, anger, sadness, fear, or guilt, then you have not released that emotion. This is common, and no matter what age you are, you will be able to unload the negative emotions that you store in your mind and thereby create space. Clients who undergo timeline therapy report feeling lighter after the experience, almost as though someone has taken the weight from their shoulders. It is that profound. If you stopped and wrote down your thought processes for just 5 minutes on any given day, it will truly surprise you how many of those are negative thoughts and limiting beliefs, ones that are designed to keep you safe. I can't make it in time. I'm so tired. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. It'll never happen for me. I'm not worthy. I could never earn that much. I could never do that. I don't know how I could possibly be chosen for that promotion. I cannot afford it, etc. You get the general idea. Our health suffers as a consequence of our negative emotions. When they build up to a certain level, we will see conditions starting to manifest in our bodies as a response. Stress levels build up like toxins in our bodies, and then we will see anxiety, phobias, heart palpitations, high blood pressure, weight gain, etc. The effects are as varied as the individuals that suffer the consequences. Timeline therapy has been used for over 30 years to help clients eliminate negative emotions and limiting beliefs and promote healing from past events. It has been used in the Warrior Program in the UK to help soldiers resume civilian life after suffering war events and post-traumatic stress disorder. Clients who experience timeline therapy generally feel better about themselves, lighter, and as though a weight has been removed from their shoulders. They're more in control and happier, to name just a few of the immediate changes. Of course, as with all treatment, clients have to want the assistance, be willing to play all out, genuinely wish to release the negative emotions, cooperate completely, and then it works 100% of the time. We know from the study of neuroscience and observing brain image scans that when we experience emotions, there is an electrical charge, a neural energy that is seen in different areas of the brain. Neurons are the cells in our brains. What this shows is that at a cellular level, your emotions are creating changes in your brain and body. In animals, the fight or flight response is instinctive for survival. However, with humans, we can worry about a possible future event and create exactly the same body chemistry internally as if we were being chased by that angry dog. This ability to switch on our stress response and keep it switched on also has negative health consequences. Increased heart rate, rapid breathing, release of cortisol and adrenaline. When there is nothing to run from, we can be stressed about things that have not yet happened and produce an internal body chemistry accordingly at will. Studies have shown that hyperventilation, rapid breathing, induces panic attacks in those prone to this condition, and asthma attacks can be triggered by those experiencing emotional sadness, such as the death of a loved one. Our bodies are extremely reactive to our emotions. Of this, we are certain. Therefore, it makes sense that when we are looking for optimal health outcomes, we have a good clear out of all the negative emotions to give our minds and our bodies the best chance of success. Well, that's all from me for this week on Mindset. Does it really matter? I hope you've enjoyed this episode. So until the next episode, take care and keep smiling.
Thanks for joining us, and we hope you learned something new today. If you'd like more information, please visit our website at www.ivfcoachingclinic.com.au or our Facebook page, IVF Coaching Clinic, where you can talk to Sophia directly and find out more information about coaching and how it can assist you further. Until next time.